You're listening to SBS News.
India Foods is Australia's second largest importer of Indian groceries, but the company is struggling to meet demand. The company's Murali says high shipping costs are bringing more problems.
Of course, you know, the cost of it is gone up. So before, you know, the shipping containers, which we used to pay $700 to $800 or $900, today we are paying up to $9,000. On top of that, locally in Australia, the ports doesn't have any control. The government doesn't have any control on the ports. So ports are keep increasing their prices. You know, before, you know, there was no certain charges, you know, but now for each container, we are paying additional cost, $250 to $300 additional cost. They keep on increasing the prices.
He says backlog at ports is causing massive delays in stock hitting the shelf.
So normally your transit time from overseas, you know, I mean, like if you take India as an example, you know, you should get the containers by within 25 days. But because of these transshipment congestions and delays in ships and everything, that is causing a huge delay. So sometimes, you know, it is going up to 2 to 3 months old.
Bloomberg transport and logistics analyst James Teo says breakdowns in global supply chains are causing chaos for retailers big and small.
We have a perfect storm that we're seeing in the shipping industry. We have COVID-19 restrictions causing, you know, the port operations to be less efficient. You know, you have workers being affected by all these restrictions. So ports are already not operating at maximum efficiency. And then at the same time, we see some of these ports being shut down completely because like in China, there was a worker in the port that was found to have been infected with COVID. And, you know, they have to shut down the terminal for a few weeks. And the ripple effects are actually quite significant because if you're stuck at one port and you can't unload, it'll affect the rest of your schedule, right? If you're going to call on a series of ports.
International suppliers are increasing prices, forcing business owners like Eve to pass price hikes on to customers. He's worried about the impacts on his French patisserie.
It's like butter, like all the imported butter we use for croissants have been going up a few percent. But then fruit purees, for example, like the fruit purees we're using, we've been going up from like 20 to 40% on average. One of the main reasons is definitely freight. So international freights in general have been going up by a lot.
However, retailer Big W has reassured customers supply chain issues won't be impacting them at Christmas. In a statement, Big W has said Christmas orders are already on the water and on their way to Australia, reassuring shoppers there will be plenty of stock in the months ahead. James Teo, however, isn't convinced.
A matter of supply and demand. There's really so much demand right now. People just can't get the container space they need, especially when coupled with holiday shopping demand. All the retailers are in urgent need of restocking. So they're really willing to pay. Tight shipping capacity is causing a lot of delays with inventory restocking. So yeah, popular items like the PlayStation 5, for example, I'm hearing, you know, they're flying off the shelves the moment they restock. So, you know, yeah, grab it if you see it.
But it's not only the retail sector struggling to get their share of stock. Paul Zalai from the Freight and Trade Alliance says Australia's agricultural exporters are also being hit by delays.
We're estimating it's costing our grain exporters somewhere between an extra $50 to $150 per metric tonne. So a devastating impact on those exporters and downstream then onto the regional communities and farmers who have suffered for years, you know, with drought and fire and now the pandemic, only to face this other economic crisis. The toys at Christmas, it's other commodities too, whether you talk about major infrastructure, our steel importers and others, all struggling to get enough capacity to bring essential goods into Australia.
Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.